My name's Aiden Dizzle, and today on the Aiden's Podcast Show, we will be discussing the First Industrial Revolution. For starters, the First Industrial Revolution played a major role in changing the world for the better. The Industrial Revolution was a translation to new manufacturing processes in Europe and the United States in the periods from about 1760s to somewhere in between the 1820s and the 1840s. During this time, there were many people and inventors that had an influence on the world. One of the first major influencers of the time was Edmund Cartwright, who was an English inventor who created a wool combing machine and the steam engine. These were two inventions that practically started the revolution. The wool combing machine was made to arrange the fibers of wool to make it ready for further steps of treatment. It had a large impact on the textile industry. The next invention that Cartwright created was the steam engine. The engine converted heat energy from the steam into mechanical energy. It then passes the steam into the cylinders where it pushes a piston back and forth. The piston's movement is what causes the engine to be able to do all the mechanical work. After this was invented, factories could locate anywhere they want since they could ship cargo quickly to other facilities. It also made river travel easier and quicker because they could just throw a bridge up and bang, right over the water. Steam engines impacted the Industrial Revolution greatly. Robert Fulton, who was an American engineer, used Cartwright's steam engine to create a steamboat. This became a major source of transportation on rivers and reduced the inland shipping cost. These steam engines were in all kinds of applications, such as factories, mines, trains, steamboats, and a number of other places. The steam engine, I'd say, was the invention that had the largest impact on the world during the time. One of the main textile manufacturers was Robert Owens. Robert Owens was one of the wealthiest people who owned a large factory. During this time, all of the factories were very dangerous and not clean at all. In these factories, there would be kids working with industrial equipment, which was very unsafe. Many of them even lost fingers. Owens was one of the first of these factory owners who wanted to improve the working conditions of his factory. Owens believed that a person's character is formed by the effects of their environment, so these unsafe working conditions were not good at all. Owens tried his best to make his factory as safe as possible and as clean as possible. The cotton industry was one of the largest industries during the Industrial Revolution. Many inventions were created to help increase production of cotton. This includes the spinning jenny, the water frame, the power loom, the flying shuttle, and the spinning frame. It all started with the flying shuttle, which was invented by John Kay and allowed wider cloth to be weaved together at a speed that was never seen by anybody before. Then James Hargreaves invented the spinning jenny, which had more than one spindle that could be spun all at the same time. This made the number of threads one machine could spin rise from 6 to about 80. A couple years later, Richard Arkwright made a new type of spinning jenny called the water frame. The water frame used water as a source of power, but also created a better thread than the spinning jenny. We also have the spinning frame, which was used for spinning yarn or thread from materials like wood or cotton. The last invention, which was probably the best of them all, was the power loom. The power loom was a mechanicalized loom which used your earlier invented steam engine. This beast of a machine practically automated textile weaving and made it much faster, more efficient, and better than ever. There was many inventors that influenced the Industrial Revolution, but Samuel Slater was the man. He was known as the father of the American Industrial Revolution and the father of the American factory system. He had a great reputation in the US, but in the UK, he was called Slater the Trader because he brought British textile technology to America and changed it for the United States use. Slater didn't only steal inventions from the British, but he made some of his own, like the first water-powered cotton spinning mill. It worked great with people walking on a treadmill to create power. Slater employed everyone and allowed them to work on the mill site. Slater was in charge of a village that had a large mill, tenement houses for his workers, and a company store. This was only a small part of the whole industry that was also going on during that time. Overall, the Industrial Revolution had a large impact on the world, even to this day. After the revolution, there was an increase in population and growing of urbanization. Many people ended up moving to urban places looking for work. There was only a select few of very wealthy people, and these were all the ship owners, merchants, and the factory owners. While the lower class had to live in overcrowded places, which children had to work in very dangerous factories where it was common for them to lose a finger. This brought many changes to the US and the UK. Many new inventions that changed the way we live. They made work way more efficient, created many jobs for people, and just improved everything we do. It changed the way humans grow and develop, our health, and the impacts that we have on natural resources. The Industrial Revolution truly did change the world for the better.